I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1478, the If Only River. On a scale of 1 to 10, how content are you right now? Go ahead, say a number out loud. What is it? How content are you with your life right now? Be totally honest. We all struggle with contentment. In fact, society is set up so that we continue to struggle. Our economy depends upon us wanting more stuff, more thrills, more vacations, more education, more money, and so on. And the ugly comparison monster constantly shows up, telling us that if only we were like him or like her, if only we had what he has or she has, then we'd finally be happy. So many of us are drowning in the if-only river. This podcast is about the two great commandments, loving God, heart, soul, mind, strength, letting that be where our energy goes, not putting all of our energy into trying to find that elusive contentment. In the book, You Can Count on God, the author puts it this way, the widest river in the world is not the Mississippi, it's not the Amazon, it's not the Nile. It's a body of water called If Only. Throngs of people stand on its banks and cast longing eyes over the waters. They desire to cross, but can't seem to find the ferry. They're convinced the If Only River separates them from the good life. If only I were thinner, I'd have the good life. If only I were richer, I'd have the good life. If only the kids would come. If only the kids were gone. If only I could leave home. Move home, get married, get divorced. The if-only river. Are you standing on its shore? Does it seem the good life is always one if-only away? If so, then we've traced your anxiety back to its source. If-only is the petri dish in which anxiety thrives. Replace your if-only with already. Look at what you already have. Treat each anxious thought with a grateful one and prepare yourself for a new day of joy. Podcast family, we all struggle with contentment, but the good news is it's tameable. How do we know that? Because Paul did it. Paul writes to the Philippians, "Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Now, when we hear that verse, we tend to take the "I can do all things" comment as a motivational speech to do more, be more, accomplish great things, climb another mountain. But that's not the context. In the context, it's contentment. It's learning to be satisfied not with more, but with less. Here's the great question. As you look across the If Only River today, what do you see and how do you feel? Why don't you talk to Jesus about it? Let's pray. Father, today we acknowledge the journey of learning to be content in the midst of the ebbs and flows of life. God, as the prayer is, give us serenity to accept the things that we can't change, the courage to change the things we can, and yes, the wisdom to know the difference. Help us to embrace the beauty of every moment, finding solace in the present, rather than dwelling on what could have been or what may come. Open our eyes to the blessings that surround us this very day. Give us gratitude for the simple and profound experiences that shape our day. Teach us to release the grip of comparison and envy, understanding that our path is unique. It's different than everybody else's. And our worth is not determined by external measures. Let us find contentment today in the highs and the lows, realizing that you use everything to shape us to be like Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1479. In the meantime, here's some good quotes. G.K. Chesterton. True contentment is the power of getting out of any situation all that there is in it. D.A. Carson. Paul is content in both circumstances because his contentment is utterly independent of circumstances. And then here's an unknown author. The secret of contentment is the realization that life is a gift, not a right. Friends, look at the many blessings of the Lord and stop looking longingly across the if-only river.